Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. How would you describe success? Perhaps we would say, well, it's anyone that has or that is earning lots of money. Perhaps we would think success belongs to anyone that has riches or fame, prestige or power. Would we say the TV, the movie stars, or our entertainers in most any field, our athletes, are successful people? Or is it our politicians, or the TV evangelists, or has it been our military giants? Was Adolf Hitler and Saddam Hussein successful? On and on we could go talking about people that are considered successful in the world, and may have been, and may be now, if we consider success only in monetary gains. But have you ever heard of people taking their own life, or copping out with alcohol or drugs, or even dying from such things? Could we call such people successful? Is it only here and now that determines success? How about tomorrow? How about where you end up? Could that have anything to do with true success? Of all those we naturally call a success, did or do they have a happy marriage? Do they rear respectful, obedient kids that grow up and become well-educated and good citizens? Did they have goals and pursue them? That is the right kind of goals. There is a lot more to success than just earning lots of money or pursuing riches, fame, and power. Would you consider yourself to be a successful person? Do you know where you are going to wind up? Let me tell you who the successful people are right now in this life. A successful person is anyone who's doing a job because that's what they want to do and is doing a good job of it. We're speaking in physical, financial, mental, and emotional terms for the moment. It's the farmer, it's the teacher, it's the factory worker, and whoever that's doing a job because they deliberately chose their occupation. It's the husband and wife that's doing a good job in rearing their kids. It's not the drug addict, it's not the alcoholics, or anyone out to take advantage of you, or those that won't pay their bills. True success produces peace, joy, happiness, contentment, and leads to the path of eternal life. You can be successful in a physical and financial sense in this life and still be a failure if you don't prepare for the life to come. That is eternal life that God offers through and by Jesus Christ. Let's look at some truly successful people. We will find that they were people that obeyed God. They were those that looked into the future, the life after death, and they lived their life accordingly. They did live the kind of life that is required before God will give or grant the free gift of eternal life to anyone. In Hebrews 11, we notice where it speaks of many of God's servants that will be in the first resurrection and inherit eternal life and a high position in the kingdom and the government of God. Yes, we will be kings and priests, working with and under Jesus Christ on this earth, as the Bible plainly reveals. Notice in Hebrews 11 and verse 1, we'll just take a look at a few people here that are truly successful, that made it, really made a success out of life. Now, they're dead, of course, but you know, there is going to be a resurrection. There is a tomorrow, and they will be resurrected and be in the kingdom and in the family of God. They will have eternal life. Let's see what they did to make this. Notice Hebrews 11 and verse 1. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's talking about faith, and we normally call this the faith chapter of the Bible. But it's also a work chapter of the Bible, because all of these people had works to show God that they had faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yes, it's the assurance of things that you hope for. For by it, that is by faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith we aren't and we aren't evolutionists. Now, that's my comments. I'm not reading from the Bible here. But by faith, we take God's creation, that God created it. We take by faith that there is a God because we look around and see what God has done. So, therefore, we're not atheists and we're not evolutionists. Thank God that we aren't. Verse 4 here. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, being dead, still speaks. Now let's read that again and understand what it's telling us. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Yes, what did Abel do here? He did something, didn't he? He worked. He obeyed God by offering the proper sacrifice. He had faith to do it, and he showed his faith by being willing to work and do this. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Now, how did he please God? Well, he pleased God by faith, and he pleased God by doing what God had commanded him to do. Obeying God. Obedience and faith goes hand in hand. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Now the word diligently here carries the connotation of serving and obeying God, that diligently do that. Yes, it takes more than faith, because faith without works is dead, so said James in the book of James. Faith without works is dead. So the people that we're reading about here, those that have it made, those that have truly been a spiritual success, those that will be resurrected in the first resurrection and be given a position in the kingdom and the government of God, those that will be born right into the family, right into the family of God, and have high positions and rulership right here on earth, they had faith and they had works. Now notice in verse 7 here, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. Notice what Noah did. Yes, he had faith. He had faith to do something. He had faith to obey God, and that's exactly what he did. So faith and works go hand in hand. It takes more than faith to inherit eternal life, my friends. It says, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would afterwards receive as an inheritance. Yes, Abraham did something, didn't he? He obeyed the command to leave the country that he was in, to leave the city of Ur of the Chaldeans and go out not knowing where he went. He obeyed. Verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Now, my friends, we're speaking and reading about successful people. Not only were they successful in the life that they lived at that time, but they have success coming, an everlasting success. They lived the life of faith and obedience that God saw that he could trust them and give them eternal life and a high position in his kingdom. Verse 10. Speaking of Abraham here, he says, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Yes, Abraham knew that there was something permanent coming, and he lived the life so that he could receive that. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Now notice what verse 13 says. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. Yes, the promises of eternal life and the promises of inheriting the land that God told Abraham that he would give him and made him an unconditional promise that he would do that and give it to his seed. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, They embraced them. Yes, they embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Well, I see my time is just about up here. We will pick this topic up in a future program. But these people we have been reading about were successful, not necessarily in riches or held in esteem by the world or the community that they lived in, because they were often persecuted by the world and the community that they lived in. Can you imagine what Noah went through when he was building the ark out in the desert? How he was ridiculed, actually had to flee for his life, and when no one was listening to the warning that he was giving? But Noah moved in faith, as the Bible says. He worked and showed his faith by his works. As James said, James said, "You show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." He also said that faith without works is dead. You aren't going anywhere, my friends, if you only believe that Jesus Christ came and died for you and was resurrected for you. Now, that's a part of it. We have to believe that. That's true. We have to believe it. But we have to have works to prove our faith. But we know where they will end up, the people that we're reading about here, the Bible tells us where they will end up, because they knew and understood the plan of salvation. They knew about the world to come, and they knew how to qualify by faith and obedience. My friend, if you'd like to know more about what true success is and how to achieve it, we invite you to request our free booklet, What Kind of Faith is Required for Salvation? And the free booklet, What Do You Mean Salvation? And all you need to do to receive these booklets free of charge is just call us 1-800-611-8080 and request your free booklets, What Kind of Faith is Required for Salvation? And the booklet, What Do You Mean Salvation? By dialing us at 1-800-611-8080. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be, and I'll see you on my next program. Thanks for joining us today.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.